Hello guys, and welcome back to Starseed Adventures. I'm going to be talking to you guys about identifying your spiritual gifts, and not only just identifying them, but also developing them and allowing them to unfold, which leads to mastery of whatever you're doing. And when I say spiritual gifts, I don't necessarily mean anything extrasensory or psychic gifts. When I say spiritual gifts, I just mean whatever God-given talent that you seriously have coming here that you might doubt, that you might not see the full potential in, but you know it makes you happy, and you know that if you just continue to work at it, that's your specific path. If you didn't compare yourself to someone else and you just focused on how much you love to do it, then that would be your path. And so the first thing I'm going to discuss is identifying your talent. I think a lot of us, when we start our starseed journey, we really want to be one of those people that do crazy things or can do something crazy, or we immediately go down the path of thinking, all right, anything that's normal or ordinary, quote unquote, is not going to match me. I'm already out there and what I believe, so what I do should be out there too. And I'm not saying this is the case for everyone, or that you have to be this ultra humanitarian because you care a lot about the earth, you care a lot about this world that we're living in and the reality that we all want to create together, which is amazing. But that doesn't mean that anything that might seem ordinary or something that someone is very talented in that other people it doesn't make sense to or doesn't look like they have a big impact on the world, they do, just as much as the humanitarian who stands up and talks about how we should collectively come together. The person who is taking your trash every day, and I always bring up this because we in a first world country, because you're probably in a first world country if you're listening to my podcast, if you're paying attention to this, you're probably in a first world country, and we easily don't even realize, like, hey, the person who has a job of taking away our trash every day is really making a difference. Because if they all just went on strike and said, nah, we're not going to do this work, or they didn't want to do that work, or they weren't really efficient at what they were doing, or there wasn't some sort of leadership in what they were doing, and it was all over the place, everything would be super trashy, even more trashy than it is with people just littering freely. So thinking about that puts into perspective that anything that someone does is valuable, just in the fact that they're doing it and they're doing it very well and they care about what they're doing. Or even if they don't care, they have some sort of goal that makes them do care at least a little bit, whether it be becoming a shift leader or a supervisor or whatever, it makes them care enough, and that's what's important. And so really, it's in terms of maximizing your potential, developing whatever talent or gift you have, you first have to see that all talents and gifts are valuable. And that takes away the need to judge and compare so much that we're really addicted to, if we're talking from a third dimensional perspective, judging, considering what is valuable and not just taking the energy for what it is. That's all third dimensional. But seeing the energy for what it is, acknowledging that its existence is here for some sort of reason in your personal field, and that you need to just take what you can from it and keep it moving, that is a strong way of going throughout life on your spiritual journey. That is a way that not many people start to consider, that their judgments are actually, and their comparisons are actually keeping them from maximizing their potential. Because if you always believe that the only jobs that make a difference, because I personally really, when I was younger, I was always like, oh, I'd want to be like a doctor or a lawyer or a president, because it seems like what they do is so important, but any type of job is important. Any person's talent is important. So first step to really identifying what your talent is recognizing that it could be anything. Long-winded way of explaining it. It can be anything. Anything has value, and that helps you to remove that comparison that makes you focus in on other things that may not actually make you happy. So the second thing in identifying what your gift is it makes you really happy. It fills you up energetically. When you do that and you push out your masculine energy and you're doing, and let's say you like to play the guitar and you're playing the guitar, you're spending hours and hours learning how to play this instrument, but every time that you're putting out energy to play it, you receive and are rejuvenated in your energy by playing it because you love it so much. That is your energy constantly rejuvenating itself because it's in alignment for what your auric field needs. And so that's looking at that from a fifth dimensional perspective of love and from the heart space, that when you are in the heart space, it regenerates that chakra. It regenerates your energetic field, and it keeps you wanting to do more. And of course, that's why most people say you should do what you love to do. And it's no guess that what you love to do is something that you're really, really good at. Sometimes that's the case, sometimes it's not. But a lot of the times, what you're really, really good at is what you love to do, or something in that field or that career. Maybe not exactly, maybe like if you like computers and you went to school for computers, this is an example, but you actually love video games. And although you're really, really good at working with computers, you've always wanted to just design video games. And that is what makes you tick. That's what makes your heart space swell up. Well, then it's similar enough for you to take some of the skill and then transfer it over to doing video games. But for some people, it could be like a completely different thing. Tarot is kind of really different from one-on-one therapy in that I add in a deck of cards, but it's still the foundation of psychology, a person's life, a person's story. And so even though I didn't end up eventually creating my own practice like I thought I was going to do or whatever, I formulated a different thing and maximized on my skills. So whatever talent you have, identify it from a place of it's something I'm generally good at, and it's something that makes me want to do it more. And then that leads you to want to develop what you do. So that's the second thing we're going to be talking about in this podcast episode. Because once you identify your gift, the next step that's where the ball usually is dropped, you know, because it requires us to take some action. We're like, yeah, I feel good. I know what I like to do. But then we have to align ourselves with the path of actually being able to do that every day. Align ourselves and our behaviors and our beliefs and in order to actually make that happen consistently. But the cool part about it is time already helps you a lot in helping to develop you. So things are always unfolding anyway. Time is always pushing us anyway. So even if you don't think you're starting to master something, or it doesn't feel like you're making any progress, you are making progress. And you'll see the difference if you like record something or have some sort of record of how much you've changed. You'll definitely see the difference. I definitely started to notice how well I was channeling and tapping in versus a few months ago when I looked at some videos, and I just noticed that my state of being when I would channel has changed, and what my mind focuses on or how I feel in my body. It's just, I was looking at it and I was like, wow, like it really looks different and it feels different for sure. And I didn't think that I had changed that much. And so when you coach yourself and you take the time to try to track that progress. And it's already naturally unfolding. Like I said, the universe is already pushing you through time. It goes faster when you, of course, anything that you're, a skill that you're exercising, a muscle that you're exercising, the more time that you put into caring about it and learning about it. So maybe you did a workout that wasn't really doing much for you, but then you started a new workout and it's like, wow, this is actually showing a lot of results. And because you played around with different workouts, you finally got to what works for you. Like, that's a part of the unfolding process. So even when it feels like, dang, if I would have been using this workout the whole time, I would have been even farther. Don't even think about that, because that was a part of the process. That was a part of finding what works for you. So that can be seen in so many different examples for so many different situations in a person's life. But going back to the development of your spiritual gifts, the development of you, when you do more of what you like or what you love, I should say, what you do, you know, fills you up every day and it makes you want to continue to live and be in your heart space. It makes you feel like a kid again. Anything that makes you feel that way and makes you want to keep going, you know, is very valuable. So I would always suggest that you continue to unfold things and be patient with yourself, because as you master whatever you're inherently good at, whatever inherently makes you want to keep going in life and it makes you want to keep setting goals for yourself, you know, that's going to unfold naturally as it's supposed to. And sometimes you won't see how it's happening until you get there, until you get to the next space in your life, until you get to the new timeline in your life where you can see the difference in your energy from back then and now. So, you know, take your time, be patient with yourself, and allow yourself the ability to relax when you're also unfolding your gifts, and not to be so hard on yourself too. Because I want to say that, because like, I've been through that. If you're listening all the way through this, like, I've been through that. And you don't, because when you're being so hard on yourself, you spend so much time like criticizing yourself that you learn better by just experiencing something. Like, I'm hands down, like, we should just let life teach us, honestly. Like, I was going to make a video on this one day, but when you just let life teach you and you just go through the experience of something, your physical body learns much faster, so that then can inform your mind. And your mind is like, oh, because I've experienced this reality in my physical body now, like, I've gotten out of my comfort zone so many times, like, I'm used to this new pattern of behavior. And so because I'm used to this new pattern of behavior, I'm doing better. And it's like your state of being elevates because you have this real world experience that your mind can then go back to, and your body is naturally following these like new heights of emotional states. Your body is feeling things that it hasn't before every time you break out of your comfort zone. So like, maybe you might be afraid at first, but then you break out of your comfort zone and it's like your body has experienced a new pattern. And the more consistent you are with, you know, working, just like working out a muscle, like the more consistent that you are, the stronger your body gets in doing that thing you want to do. I still have this dumb fear of talking about my business with certain kinds of people. And it's like, getting over that has taken me months. Has taken me months to retrain my body from ways that it reacted to people judging me, like when I was a kid. And it takes to master something, really takes a lot of time. And it really takes for you to be in your body and just acknowledge that you know, it's going to take more time for your body to relearn the traumas that it may have experienced in the past that it's afraid of. So, yeah, that was a deep, I'm looking at the time of how much time we're on now, but that was a deep one. That was fun. But yes, I hope that this podcast maybe opened up your eyes a little bit about mastering your skills, developing, you know, your talents, and maximizing your potential. All my love to you guys. See you guys.